This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden moved swiftly to coordinate a federal effort to fight the COVID-19 pandemic. His first full day Thursday in office with steps to expand testing and vaccinations and increase mask wearing. At a White House event, Biden said that the rollout of the vaccine has been a dismal failure so far. Executive orders signed by Biden will establish a COVID-19 testing board to ramp up testing, address supply shortfalls, establish protocols for international travelers, and direct resources to hard-hit minority communities. Meanwhile, public health experts are blaming a vaccine push by the Trump administration for the current shortage of doses that is leading to inoculation cancellations. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
A Trump administration campaign this month to get states to expand their vaccination rates and reach millions of people ages 65 and over had a flaw. It didn't provide the doses needed to meet the demand, leading to frustration and confusion at the state and local level. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Obviously, in a contradiction where you want to open something, but there's no vaccine to go with it, it sends kind of a false hope to people.
The Association of State and Territorial Health Officials is blaming a lack of steady federal leadership, something the Biden administration vows to change.
We'll move heaven and earth to get more people vaccinated for free.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top U.S. infectious disease expert, said Thursday that based on recent seven-day averages, coronavirus infections may be about to hit a plateau in the U.S. COVID-19 has spiraled out of control for months in the U.S., even with a massive vaccination campaign underway. The U.S. death toll has exceeded 400,000. Another highly transmissible variant of the virus, first discovered in the United Kingdom, has spread to at least 20 U.S. states, according to Fauci.